Amen. Thank you so very much. I appreciate that. Once again, welcome to the service, everybody. We are glad that you are here this morning. Would you please stand with me, if you would, and open your scripture today, or your Bible, if you would, to Revelation chapter 3. And we're just going to read one verse this morning, Revelation chapter 3. If you do not have a copy of the Word of God, there should be one under the seat right in front of you. You're welcome to use that while you're here this morning. We just ask that you would return it to its proper place when you're done with it today, so it'll be available next time for another person. All right, Revelation chapter 3, and let's read verse number 20. Follow along with me as I read from the scripture this morning, if you would. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. Would you pray with me, please, as we continue in an attitude of worship this morning? Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word. We understand, dear God, that every word in the Word of God is inspired by the Holy Spirit. And so I pray, Lord, that we would listen, that we would hear today your word, that we would respond accordingly. Lord, if there's anybody within the sound of my voice this morning who does not know you as Lord and Savior, I pray, dear God, that they would accept this message today and receive Jesus into their heart. Lord, for all those who are Christians this morning, I pray, dear God, that we would open our ears this morning, Lord, that you might anoint the ears of the hearer today, that they would have spirit-filled hearing, and, dear God, that they would respond according to your invitation. We ask these things in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Thank you so very much, and be seated. And once again, welcome to our service today. We are certainly glad that you are here today. Revelation chapter 3 and verse number 20. The title of my message today is Jesus at the Door. Jesus at the Door. This verse in verse number 20 describes four things that Jesus is doing here in this particular verse. And I would like for us to take a look at what the scripture is saying. These are the words of Jesus Christ recorded by John in the book of Revelation. The first thing that I want you to notice that Jesus is doing at the door is that Jesus is standing. Jesus is standing at the door. This shows action. This shows a degree of urgency. Jesus is not leaning. Jesus is not reclining. Jesus is standing at the door, literally, this morning. Now, there are two things that we can glean from this particular verse. First of all, Jesus is addressing anybody here this morning who may not know him as Lord and Savior. He is standing at the door of your heart today. He wants to gain entrance. He wants to come into your heart and into your life. Secondly, Jesus is standing at the door of the church this morning, literally standing at the church. How do I know that? I know it because chapter 2 and chapter number 3 deal with the seven churches that are talked about there in chapter 2 and chapter 3 of the book of Revelation. There are seven church ages. I believe we are in the final age, the church of Laodicea. It is a lukewarm church. It is a church that has a great amount of program. You see that as you look around Christianity today. You see churches that are filled with program. This program, that program, this activity. And Jesus is standing at the door. He is there knocking on the door. Notice there of the door there is no doorknob. Jesus is not going to force his way into his church. He is standing. There is a degree of urgency. Jesus wants to come in to the heart and to the life of the unbeliever, the person who might be trying to get to heaven some other way. They may be trying to get to heaven through church membership. They might be trying to get to heaven through the baptistry or perhaps through the communion service. They are trying to get to heaven their own way. The Bible says there's one and only one way to get to heaven, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. So the first thing that I want you to notice this morning about this particular verse is Jesus is standing. It is active. He is seeking this morning the heart of the unbeliever. He is seeking the heart and entry into the church. In most churches today, Jesus is not welcome. And that is a sad reality. We are living in the Laodicean era. Jesus said in his word, in fact, look at it if you would please, verse number 14. And unto the angel, I believe this is the pastor of the church of Laodiceans, write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and the true, witness the beginning of the creation of God. He is speaking of himself. Jesus is the beginning. He is the Alpha. He is the ending. He is the Omega. Notice what he says. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. When you think of the term cold, think of cold water in the summertime, how that is so refreshing to you when you are needing water to drink. I like cold water in the summertime, not so much in the winter. Why? Because I'm already cold. I want to be hot. I want a hot cup of tea. I want a hot cup of hot chocolate. Not cold chocolate, hot chocolate. Why? Because it's going to warm me. It's going to warm me on the inside. So in the summertime, I want a cold drink. In the wintertime, I want a hot drink. In the summertime, I don't want lukewarm water. No. In the wintertime, I don't want lukewarm water. I want hot water. Jesus said, I would rather that you would be cold or that you would be hot. But his indictment against the church of Laodicea is it is lukewarm. It is not engaged in his work. It is doing everything under the sun, every kind of activity, every type of thing, the program that you can think of the church is involved in today. And I'm talking about the church in whole, not necessarily individual churches, but I'm talking about Christianity as a whole. Jesus wants the church to be alive. Jesus wants the church to be gaining ground. Jesus wants the church to be preaching the Word of God. So he is standing at the door today. There is a matter of urgency. He is knocking on the heart of the unbeliever, and he wants to gain entrance into the heart and to the life of that individual. He wants to come into that lukewarm church. He wants it once again to glow hot with the preaching of God's almighty word. And notice something else about Jesus standing at the door. It is continual. He never sits down. He is constantly at the door today, and he wants to gain entrance into your heart and into your life. Number two, the second thing that Jesus is doing at the door this morning is that Jesus is knocking at your door. He is knocking at your door. He is actively seeking to enter the heart of man. He wants to fill the void that is there in the heart of the unbeliever, the person who has never trusted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. He wants to come into your heart. He wants to fill that void. He wants to give you purpose in your life. So he is knocking at the door today of the heart of the believer today. He is standing and he is knocking. He wants to gain entrance into the heart of the unbeliever. He wants to gain entrance into the heart of the believer who has become lukewarm. They're no longer refreshing. They're no longer fiery hot and doing things for the Lord God. And so he is knocking at the door. He wants to come in to the heart of the unbeliever, and he wants to have a personal relationship with that unbeliever. He wants to have a personal relationship with his children. He wants to gain access this morning. And he is there, he is standing, and he is knocking at the door of our heart this morning, and he wants to gain access. He knocks, and he knocks at man's heart, refusing to give up. So day after day, Jesus comes again, and he stands and he knocks on the heart of the unbeliever, and he stands and he knocks on the heart of the believer this morning. Christ knocks so much that a person either has to open the door, listen to me, or he needs to deaden his ears to the knocking that Jesus is making while he is standing at the door of your heart today. Have you ever gone on personal visitation, or maybe you've went to see somebody and you're knocking on the door, and perhaps you didn't make an appointment and you just showed up and you're knocking on the door and you know that they're home. You had to park in the street because the driveway is full of vehicles. You know they're there. You know very well that they are at home. You can hear the music in the background or perhaps the television, and you continue to knock, and you have to knock louder and louder and louder and louder and louder until somebody comes to the door, but sometimes they never come because they are so preoccupied with what they are going on in their life that they do not hear the door. They do not hear you knocking on the door. Christ knocks so much that a person either has to open or they have to deaden their ears to the knocking. And look, if you would please, to verse number 22 to verify what I am saying here. Jesus, these are the words of Jesus again here in the third chapter, verse number 22. He that hath an ear. Well, everybody in this room should qualify. You have at least one. Most of us have two. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the what? The churches. Now let me help you to understand. Jesus is not trying to gain access into the building. He's trying to have a personal access into the heart of the unbelieving and the believing this morning. He wants to come in to your heart. You make up the church. You make up the local ministry. The church is not this building, this facility, the parking lot, anything here. The church is you, and the church is me. And Jesus says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches or the church members. Can I say that this morning? He wants to gain access. He is speaking to your heart, and he wants to gain access. But just like that soul winner who stands at the door and knocks on the door, and nobody comes. Nobody comes because they're too busy with life. They're too busy with the moment to hear what is going on so that they might come and answer the door. Jesus is knocking today. He is standing at the door of your heart. Lost person, he is standing at the door of your heart, child of God, this morning. He wants to have access to your life, and he is knocking. The third thing that Jesus is doing this morning in this illustration in verse number 20 is that Jesus is speaking at your door. He's standing, he's knocking, and he's speaking. What is Jesus saying? He's saying, oh, won't you please let me in? He is pleading with you. Let me into your life, lost person. Child of God, give me your life totally so that I might help you in your Christian walk, so that I might enable you to live the life that I'm calling you to live. Understand, child of God, when God gives us commands, He would never command us to do anything but what He will give us the ability to make it happen. He is waiting on you. He is inviting you. He is pleading you. If any man hear my voice, if any man hear my voice. Let me ask you the question this morning, lost person. Let me ask you the question this morning, child of God. What do you hear today? Do you hear the voice of Jesus? Do you hear the voice of Jesus speaking through His servant this morning? The servant is saying, Jesus is standing at the door. Jesus is knocking at the door. And Jesus is talking at the door. He pleads for entrance into your heart and into your life. This demonstrates the compassion of Jesus Christ. This demonstrates the reality of what Jesus wants to do in your life. He longs for man to have a real life. Did Jesus not say that He came to give man life and that they might have it more abundantly? Jesus Christ wants His believers to have an abundant life. Not just a little bit of life, but an abundant life. It is a peaceful life. It is eternal life that He offers this morning. It is not a life that lasts for a moment. It is not a life that lasts for 10 minutes or until you get to the end of the parking lot and you pull out onto Eubank and it's gone. No, it is eternal life. It is yours forever and forever and forever. How often do people hear the voice of Christ, yet they refuse to let Him in? Jesus said it this way. He didn't come to condemn the world, but He came that you might have eternal life. My friend, this morning, if you continue to reject Christ, you've already made your decision. To make no decision is to decide against Jesus Christ. That's not where I want you to be today. I want you to hear the voice of Jesus when He speaks. How do we hear it? We hear it through the Word of God. Anytime the Word of God is preached, I'm talking about the pure, unadulterated Word of God. I'm not talking about a verse that gets twisted seven ways from Sunday. I'm not talking about some verse that some individual takes and he builds a dynamic ministry out of, and he promises you, know that you give your heart to Christ and Jesus Christ is going to make you a millionaire and only good things are going to happen to you. And if bad things happen to you, you're not living right. And there's no purpose in that whatsoever. That's not what my Bible says. My Bible says that in this life, you will have tribulation. Let me ask you, let me see a show of hands this morning. Believers, how many of you have had persecution? How many of you have had tribulation in your life? Absolutely. Absolutely. See, that's an evidence that you're on the right track. That's an evidence that you are doing what God is calling you to do. He wants you to hear His voice, and He gives it to us through the Word of God, through the preaching, through the teaching, through the witnessing of the Word of God. But many have hardened their ears, and they pay no attention to the pleading of the Lord's voice. How sad that is. How sad it is that a person can come to a service and not respond to the Word of God. How sad it is that people will use excuses for not responding to the Word of God. They know it's right to do, but they don't do it. And the Bible says, to him that knoweth to do good, and he doeth it not, to him it is sin. If we know it's the right thing to do, to respond in faith to the Word of God, and we do not do it, for the sinner, they are condemning themselves to a Christless eternity if Jesus were to return today. The reality is, the Bible says, behold, today is the day of salvation. I don't know if I have a tomorrow. If you're here this morning and you're lost, and obviously you're here, but if you're lost this morning, you need to respond to the invitation. You need to respond to Jesus because he is standing at the door. This is an urgent matter. He is knocking relentlessly, and he is speaking through his servant. He is speaking through the Word of God, and he wants you to be saved this morning. Do not turn him away. Do not go out of this place without accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Would you say, Brother Don, I would be embarrassed. Everybody would know I was lost. Well, you know what? If you remain lost, everybody's going to know anyway. They're going to know anyway. You're just postponing the inevitable. If you're lost this morning, come to Jesus. You know what believers are going to do? They're going to say, praise God. Praise God. And I'm not trying to create any doubt in anybody's salvation this morning. That's not what I'm attempting to do here. But I'm asking the question, do you know that you know that you know that you know that you were born again of the Spirit of God? Have you satisfied that in your life? When the invitation comes, did the Holy Spirit prick your heart, bringing conviction and telling you that you need Christ? Do not turn that away. Do not turn a deaf ear to that. He is wooing you to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a fourth thing that Jesus is doing here in this particular verse. He is anticipating at your door. Jesus is anticipating at your door. You say, where do you get that? And open the door. Do you see that? Jesus is anticipating a response. He wants you to choose him today. He wants you to invite him into your heart, lost person. Child of God, he wants you to yield to him today so that you might have the very best day that you could possibly have in your life, because you know that you know that you know you are in the center of God's almighty will. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door. Jesus is anticipating a response. But the reality is, God has given man a free will to choose him willingly or not. Jesus, once again, isn't going to kick the door in. He isn't going to barge in. He is patiently waiting. He is standing. He is knocking. He is speaking. He is waiting on your response today. You must, by faith, reach over, open that door, turn that doorknob, and invite Jesus to come in. He is not going to force his way in. He never does that. So we have to respond. Let me ask you a question. How much of you, child of God, does Jesus have this morning? He's only going to have as much of you as you will yield to him, as you invite him to come in. Jesus causes the lost person to be born again. John chapter 3, verses 3 and 5 says this. These are the words of Jesus. John records them for us. Jesus answered and he said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, the man that Jesus was witnessing to, responds, and he says this. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born again when he is old? You see, Nicodemus is not understanding what it is that Jesus is saying. Nicodemus's mind naturally goes to the physical. Why does he do that? Because he is a natural man. He is not a spiritual man yet. So his mind is wrapped around the physical. It is wrapped around the flesh. Jesus responds and he says, verily, verily, I say, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now let's analyze that verse for just a moment. Except a man be born of water. What is Jesus speaking about here? Some try to make this baptism. Baptism cannot save you, friend. That is not the water that is being spoken about here. The water that is being spoken about here is spiritual. This water is Jesus. This water is the living water. Jesus declared that he was living water. What was it that he told the woman at the well? If you drink of the water that I give thee, ye shall never thirst. He's not talking about a physical water. He is talking about a spiritual water. He is talking about a spiritual renewal, a regeneration. You becoming a child of God. Except ye be born of the water, Jesus Christ, and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. This is not a fleshly verse or a fleshly birth. It is a spiritual birth. You respond as Jesus knocks. You accept him into your heart and into your life. You invite him to be your Savior. Jesus makes a new creature out of that unsaved person. Therefore, this is the way that Paul said it in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. How do we get in Christ? We ask him to come into our heart. We invite him. He is standing at the door. He is knocking. He is speaking. He is anticipating an answer. He is expecting you to respond. And as you respond in faith to him, you begin that process of becoming a brand new creature. All of a sudden, you were born again of the Spirit of God. All of a sudden, you became a new person. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number 24, Paul says it this way, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Notice what he says. In other places in the scripture, Paul says that like Adam, we are earthy. And that's why we won't ever get to heaven if we're only after the likeness of Adam. Because this flesh, in its unsaved, unregenerated fashion, will never enter heaven. It'll never see the Lord. It has to be regenerated. It has to become a brand new creation. And we have to be after the nature of Jesus Christ. He changes the person's corruptible nature into an incorruptible nature. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Adam was unholy. Adam was unrighteous. And if all we've got in this life is his nature, we are in a world of trouble. Christ changes the person's corruptible nature into an incorruptible nature. Notice what Peter says about this. First Peter chapter 1 verse number 23. Peter says it this way, being born again not of corruptible seed but of incorruptible. And here you are, by the word of God. Why does it say that? Because Jesus is the word. Jesus is the word today. Jesus is the living water, and we must come to him through the word of God. which liveth and abideth forever. So Jesus is standing at the door this morning. Jesus is knocking at the door this morning. Jesus is speaking at the door this morning. And Jesus is anticipating a response this morning from the unbeliever as well as the believer today. Let me ask you a question. Will you hear him and respond in faith and invite him in? What's his promise? Notice. Let's read it again. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, here comes the promise, I will come into him and I will sup with him and he with me. Jesus wants to fellowship with you today, lost person. Jesus wants to have fellowship with you. That word sup means to have a meal together. What is the most meaning, one of the most meaningful things that you can ever do for a guest is to supply them with a meal. It is those times around the breaking of bread, the sharing of a meal, is when we get to know one another the best. Jesus wants to come into the heart and to the life of every unbeliever, and he is pleading. He wants to come in. He wants to sup. He wants to fellowship. We tried to have some degree of fellowship in our ministry through the year. We can't always do something every month because of the busyness of ministry. But we try on a regular basis. We probably 9 out of 12 months of the year, we have some kind of fellowship where we come together as a body of believers. We sit down and we have a meal together and we just fellowship one with another. That is what Jesus wants. He wants to fellowship with you. He wants to fellowship with you to fellowship with him. He wants to be your companion. He wants to ever be by your side. Fellowship. When Jesus Christ enters and penetrates a person's heart, he lives forever within the life of that person. He is always present with that person. But let me ask you a question. And we know he'll never leave us and he'll never forsake us. But I just wonder, maybe there's some of us this morning that need to do some house cleaning. Do you like living in a house that never gets swept or vacuumed? Do you like living in a house that never gets tidied up? That's not very pleasant, is it? Well, understand this morning when Jesus abides in our heart, we need to keep our heart clean because of our guest. I just wonder how welcome sometimes Jesus feels when he's stood and he's knocked and he's asked and he's waiting for you to respond. Maybe it's time this morning to do some house cleaning. Maybe it's time to push some things out of our life that don't belong. Jesus wants to look after and to care for us. He wants to talk to us through his word and he wants us to share with him. He wants to lead us. He wants to guide us. He wants to strengthen us. He wants to empower us. He wants to meet our needs. He wants to work out all things well in our life. He wants to finish the course with us. He wants to be there at that moment when we leave this world and we pass into the next. He wants to be welcomed the day that you finally turned your life over to him. He wants to be there every day even unto that last day of your life. He wants you to finish well. Finishing, filling us with love, joy, and peace. You remember what it was that the two men walking on the road to Emmaus, they encountered Jesus and they didn't realize it at first. It's recorded for us in Luke 24, verse number 32. And they said one to another, this was after they realized that it was Jesus they were entertaining, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way? And while he opened to us the scriptures. Jesus is here today. Welcome him. Lost person, invite him into your heart. Ask him to help you. Child of God, yield yourself totally to him. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 16 says this, know ye not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you this morning? What kind of house are you? Paul also wrote this in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. He says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Friend, this morning, whether you're lost, whether you're saved, Jesus is standing at the door of your heart. It's urgent. Do not put it off. He's knocking. He's speaking. He's inviting. He wants a response. What will your response be this morning? Please stand to your feet with your heads bowed and your eyes closed. Nobody looking around, and let's just have a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, may it always be said that at Berean Baptist Church in Albuquerque, New Mexico, that Jesus Christ is always welcome in this place. He is welcome in my heart. He is welcome to have his will and way in my life. If you're here this morning and you're lost, do not leave this place that way. Respond in faith to the pleading of the words of Jesus. His promise is that if you'll open the door, he will come in. He will come in, and he will fellowship with you and you with him. Oh, my friend, today is the day of salvation. Do not put it off. Do not linger. You don't have a promise of tomorrow. This might be your last hope. This might be your last chance. Lost person, I plead with you. Invite Jesus into your heart today. Child of God, I plead with you today. Surrender your life totally to him. Be renewed today in your spirit as you walk with the Lord. You've been delinquent. You've been out there on your own. You've been doing your own thing. Jesus is calling you back into a right relationship. Will you respond today by faith? Hear his voice. Hear his knocking. Invite him to come in. Invite him and give him total control today. We ask this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.